Next up, I'd love to share with you some practical steps, practical tips that you can take away and start implementing today in order to create a connection effectively. So number one is to make eye contact at least 70% of the time. Now, you may feel that this is uncomfortable, but you see, when we make eye contact with another, it shows that we're interested and that they matter. Now, when I say make eye contact when you're listening to someone, it's that your eyes stay on the eyes of the person you're talking to. Because as we just discovered, when we're speaking and someone's asked us a question, when we're thinking, our eyes will wander. It depends around what you're thinking about, whether they go up, to the side, or down. And when you're listening to someone and making a connection with them, ensure your eyes remain a soft eye gaze on where their eyes go rather than a hard stare. Next, to use and repeat an individual's name. This can be really helpful, not only in anchoring their name so that you remember it, but people feel valued when you use their name. So use it appropriately throughout the conversation. Smile. Now, it might sound obvious, but a really strong way to build a connection is shown by giving a smile. In fact, when you smile, it often triggers a positive response in others. Ask open questions. Open questions that will allow you to get to know the person such that you show interest in them. When you're in agreement with someone, let them know. Acknowledge them for their thoughts and their views, and let them know that you agree too. And when you're not in agreement, also let them know, but first acknowledge their view and offer your own different view and the reasons why. You see, it's okay not to agree with someone and still have a strong connection, but the key thing is to ensure that their view is valued, because it is their view after all, and you don't have to agree with it. You can offer your view that's different about it and why. Admit when you're wrong. This is one of the areas where we want to create a connection that's really important. And it's one of the things that can absolutely wreck a connection when someone feels so strongly about their position that they're not willing to admit when they've made a mistake or that their idea wasn't the best one or the right one at that particular time. You see, if we want to establish a deep connection with others, we can admit when we're wrong and to appreciate the quality that you recognise in the other person. Again, this really helps to develop a strong connection, a connection that's based on trust by appreciating this quality, something that you recognise in them that will make them feel valued. Let's now have a look at your action steps, how and what you can put into play right now so that you can become even better at creating connections for yourself and your business. So action number one, first of all, is to complete the representational system preference exercise in your workbook so that you can discover your own preference. Do you, for example, have a tendency towards visual processing information or perhaps auditory or kinesthetic? Review the different language patterns that we use in order to listen also for the preferences of others. When you begin to pick up on the language preferences for others, you can create deeper, more effective communication and connections with them. Action number two. Now, I'm going to invite you to watch a TV program or a movie and turn the sound right down, just for a few minutes. And I want you to look at the non-verbal communication and specifically what you notice in relation to the gestures, the facial expressions, the body positioning, and any matching or mirroring. As you watch this, I'd like to ask you to take some notes in the workbook and think about whether or not these people that you're watching have a good connection, and if so, how can you tell? Action number three, when you're next in a conversation with someone that you've only just met, I want to invite you to keep good eye contact, as I mentioned, at least 70% of the time. Use their name and repeat it a few times throughout. Notice their body language and subtly match it. And be curious and interested in them with lots of open questions. And then reflect on your interaction. How did it go? Make a note in the workbook and what worked well for you. Now, action number four is when I'm going to ask you to find someone to work with. Now, when you've got this exercise going, just it will only take you about 5 or 6 minutes. And you're going to want to think of a topic that you both agree on. Now, discuss the topic for 2 minutes, but I want you to show and be disconnected with that person. Think about that behaviour that you want and how to show up that demonstrates you're not connected, you're not interested in that person, and yet you're discussing a topic that you both agree on. Now, I want you to choose a topic that you disagree on. Choose something that you have an opposing view or feel very different about. This time, discuss the topic again for 2 minutes, but this time being in connection with that person. Again, think about the types of behaviours and how you will show up in this discussion in showing them that you're connected with them and yet you disagree on the topic. What did you notice? I'd like you to reflect on that experience and note down in the workbook what it was that you noticed in these two exercises. So, to summarise, the most effective way to achieve quality relationships is to look for the best in others and help that best into its fullest potential. And you can do that by creating a connection. So the goal in this module was how to create a connection effectively. And I encourage you now to complete those action steps to review and record what you've learned and relearned for yourself. And I look forward to speaking to you in our next module.